Unit 11. Number 1. The past door was the baby.
Number 2. Those people who have water found their neighbors.
Number 3. Electricity lines as well as telephone poles were down by the trees or branches.
Number 4. Between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m., the hurricane crossed the southeast corner of Ireland with a wind up to 160 kilometers per hour.
Number 5. Paths were difficult, especially at night.
Number 6. And bigger, although it's more dense.
Number 7. Even at
number 8. Many people had to use lamps after the hurricane.
Number 9. Workers worked very long hours weeks before everything returned to normal.
Number 10. On Friday, October 16th, 1918, construct the southeast of England.
Section 2. Mary is about 35 and she has a pole.
Number 12. Annie is about 1 meter and 50 tall and has red hair.
Number 13. Robert Hudson is face and
number 14. Mary is 70 and he has.
Number 15. This is always like red dresses, so very old. Section 16. And you made some mistakes in grammar here. Take a moment and correct them by yourself. When does this conversation take place?
Number 6. What's your uncle doing?
He's an engineer. Question. What is the number 18. You're working for a company.
For months, but I'm worth 8 now.
Question. Where does the woman now?
Number 19. The sentence you're talking about is it?
Last three. Question. Which page of the magazine? Number 20. Do you like the dinner tonight?
I do, but I'm going to my lesson. I'm going to take it tomorrow.
Question. What is the one going to do tonight? Second one. Look, Jen, I don't understand what's going on. You said your sister is arriving at 7:30.
I'm sorry, Mike. I don't answer. This is telegram. Have a look at it.
Arrived in Shanghai today. I can't receive her. Where is she coming from? Flight number.
I don't know, but this telegram is the only information I have.
Never mind. Top of it. Sit down and think about the best thing to do. Look, Jen, I don't understand what's going on. We're arriving at 7:30. 8:30 now.
I'm sorry, Mike. I don't understand. Mary's telegram. Have a look at it.
Arriving in Shanghai. 1930. I can't wait to see her, Jenny. Where is she? What time does she travel on? What's her?
I don't know. Telegram is the only information I have.
Never mind, Jenny. Let's have a copy. Sit down and think about the best thing to do. Suddenly, in the mid-afternoon, it's more than 2 hours. About 2 o'clock, I'm in my room. The air was hot still. Then I think of all of a sudden. Very strong winds in the room. No flies in the room. Fly the air. I looked up to catch it. Unlike a few sheets, still by the boat. I ran ahead to know. Three drops of rain began to fall. I had hardly stepped back in the house. I closed the windows. I did it. It was all I myself. I heard a very loud crash sound from that house. I ran to the room to find out what it was. My mother and father stood noisily at the door. The tree had torn the roof. Across the school, hot and north from all the pieces. Take all the work to restore the kitchen to the usual kitchen. We're thankful that no one was hurt by the falling tree. AI's first thunderstorm in years. It came suddenly in the afternoon and lasted for more than 3 hours. At about 2 o'clock, I was breathing out of my room. The air was hot and still, for a minute, and all was quiet. Then the spark was into the room, and flying on my desk in the room, flew high in the air. I jumped up to catch them, but honestly, a few sheets sailed out of both of those. As I managed to catch them, I hardly expected the house, and the rain began to lose. I thought that was it. I did it, it was all over. Now, I heard a very loud crashing sound from the back of the house. I ran up and find out what it was. The birds were completely in the door. A tree had torn through the roof of the kitchen. The trunk lay across the floor. Pots and pans were thrown all over the place. The stove was broken in the to restore the kitchen to its usual condition, for we are thankful that no one saw a falling tree.
Section 3. The office of a good consistency. I like eating tomorrow at 10 a.m. Finish high. Don't forget to go to the post office. I need to send a letter to Swift. Then perhaps you can try to get on a to pass on this. See if you can get my hotel too, will you? Oh, I won't be able to eat this car this afternoon. Got to go to the airport. Call and tell me. Perhaps she can meet me. Next call, did you call Mr. Stevens? I'd like to meet him tomorrow at 10 a.m. Then I'll report. If you can get one, please. Don't forget to go to the this afternoon. I need to send a letter to Switzerland. Then perhaps you can help you to send that email site in Paris on the 16th. See if you get me on the 2nd, will you? Oh, and I won't be able